Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, amen. All right.
Well, let's get into some music here.
Yeah.
hope you enjoy the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. Let's get into the message. Amen. Second part of a series called Love God and Love Others. And I'm taking this from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked them, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. That's Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 31. This evening, we're going to continue looking at what Jesus said was the most important and greatest commandment in all of the Bible. Last week, we looked at what it means to love God with all of your heart, and how that relates to our worship. This week, we will look at what it means to love God with all your soul. Before we go any further, let's pray together and ask God to enlighten us and challenge us with a loving God with all of our soul. Let us pray. Lord God, we gather in your presence and ask you to let your light shine in our hearts to strengthen us in times of need and in trouble. May we come to know all that through all the storms and distress of the world, you are mighty in protecting and sheltering those who trust in you, Lord. May we realize the power of your kingdom, Lord. Even if all the kingdoms of the world rise in rebellion, Lord, you are with us, Lord. You are with those who have their hope on your kingdom, and who go on hoping that even in all days something must happen through your great and holy rule. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So loving God with all your soul. Hear, O Israel, the Lord of God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts, to press them on your children, and talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. Again, Jesus quoted what here good Jew knows as the Shema, which means hear. It means more than just hear. This is kind of like when your wife says to us, did you hear me? Meaning you heard me, but did you really listen? Did you process it? This verse is to be quoted twice a day by committed Jews. And as quoted to start every Jewish service, it is the Jew, what John 3:16 is to the Christian. What is important to understand is that the Old Testament, every time a verse says, to love or surrender or submit your heart to God, it always says your heart and soul. That this means that. Your soul is clearly considered different than your heart in the Bible. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. So whereas your heart more reflects your intellect and what you believe, your soul more reflects your emotions and what you feel and how you respond to things in life. There are many popular songs that say, I love you with all my heart and soul, easily can be translated with intellect within with my emotions. To love God with all your heart gives assent to the fact that you acknowledge that God is good. God is God. He is a source of help. While to love him with all your soul illustrates that I crave a relationship with him. I want to know him personally. I want to know him intimately. Your soul is related to your physical life. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? The word translated as soul in the Bible is Hebrew word nefesh, which means throat. The idea is that you need to live. Food, water, and air comes through the throat. So the soul relates to the entire human being and how your life exists by what comes in and how we express life through our actions, deeds, and decisions. Our soul is neither good nor evil, but how we express life determines who we are. The soul is a picture of what comes into our life and what comes out of our life. Your soul is understood by feelings, emotions, and decisions. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Your hunger, your desires, your appetites, etc. are directly related to your soul. The soul can feel anxiety or joy, can feel bitterness or acceptance. Your soul can be tempted to sin or choose to stand against sin. Your soul is either lost or saved according to what you do with Christ and how you choose to live your life accordingly based on that decision. To love God with all your soul really relates to your total self and all that you are, and it's a matter of choice. So loving God with all your soul relates to our fellowship with Him and others. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and the Son of Jesus Christ. So fellowship is a soul decision. It's a learning to grow in your relationship with God and others and family of God. It relates to our feelings, emotions, decisions, sharing together with God and His family, because as Christians, our soul was made for fellowship. With that said, there are four ships available for us in our fellowship with God and His family. There is an opportunity of membership. You are members of God's very own family, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. So membership is choosing to belong. Our souls are neither good nor evil. It is what we choose to do with what we put in our souls that determines that God invites us to be a member of His family. Have you ever heard the Old Testament? You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your kin. Well, in Christ, that is not true. You can choose your kin through a personal relationship with Christ. The Bible says that your soul yearns for God. That is how you soothe your soul. You accept Jesus' free gift of salvation and membership into the family of God, His church. There is a possibility of friendship. All the believers meet together constantly and share everything with each other. So friendship is the next ship of fellowship. The Bible says that we can be friends with God and we can be friends with others. Friendship is so important to our souls. It meets needs that we cannot be met by ourselves. Friendship is necessary for true fellowship. There is also responsibility of partnership. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. The whole body is fitted together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. The third ship is partnership. Partnership relates not to just share experience like friendship, but also share responsibilities. God says that if we choose to be in fellowship with Him and His family, we must also take responsibility. We really do our chores, do our part. There is a privilege of kinship. In 1 John verse 3:16, we know that real love is because Christ gave up His life for us, and so we also ought to give up our life for our Christian brothers and sisters. The fourth ship of fellowship is kinship. And simply say that kinship is loving each other like Jesus loved us. Kinship removes isms and selfishness and thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought. Kinship recognizes that we are all still sinners and we are all equal at the foot of the cross. Kinship reminds us as a family we love each other no matter what. So how can we love God with all our soul? To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Psalms 25:1. Whereas loving God with all our heart recognizes the intellectual decision of acknowledging God and accepting His love for us, Loving God with all of our soul recognizes that loving has the capacity to grow as we get to know God better. So spend time with Him, accept the truth of His Word, and daily fall in love with Him. We love Him by seeking after Him. Okay, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, but if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find Him if you look for Him with all your heart and with all your soul. So seeking after God as an emotional decision based on our intellectual acceptance that God loves you, created you on your purpose and a plan for your life, that God wants to spend time with you. Just think about how you pursued your spouse. You didn't fall in love overnight, but it started with an emotional spark that led to getting to know them, spending time with them, recognizing over time how you felt about them. Are you loving God with all your soul by seeking after Him, or has your love grown stagnant as you have allowed other things to get in the way? You might want to reacquaint yourself with God today. We love Him by serving Him. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So one of the greatest ways to love God with all your soul is to serve Him. In our membership class, we will talk about how worship is loving God, and I ask the wives there what is the best way their husband can show them love. It's almost entirely answered by some of the acts of service. Wash the dishes, wash clothes, give the kids a bath, etc. Serving is one of the greatest ways to show someone we love them with all our souls. We love Him by finding all our satisfaction in Him. Psalm 63, verse 5, my soul will be satisfied as you with the riches of food, with the singing and lips, my mouth will praise you. Can you imagine saying to your spouse, I love you, but I need more? I need something else, somebody else to satisfy my needs? The Bible calls this sin, and God says this is one of the most dangerous things for our Christian walk. To say we love God, but chase after God to meet our needs. Satan will always try to draw you away, and he may already have put something in your heart or tempted you to chase after something else to satisfy it. So loving God with all your soul is choosing to allow God to be the one who satisfies, who meets your needs, who protects you, putting your total trust in Him to be the Lord of your life, and looking forward to the adventure of following Him with all your heart and all your soul. He alone can satisfy. So here is our closing challenge. Do you love God with all your soul? If not, why not? Psalms chapter 51, verses 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. This is the prayer David prayed after the sin of Bathsheba. And a prayer we can all pray if we discover that we too have allowed something to fill our soul, taking us away from God. Let us pray. Amen. Lord God, we come before you and ask you to turn our hearts and minds to you alone, to you who have power over the whole world, and who can do everything in our hearts according to your will. Let there be light in our time. Hear and answer the many prayers that have already come to you, rising for centuries before your throne. Prayers for your kingdom and for your will on earth, Lord. This earth has become the prey of evil, Lord. We are poor and needy, Lord, and you alone can help us, Lord. Help us, O Lord, O God, our Father. After this misery, let your day come, your great day over all the world and over all peoples. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to give you the chance to get to know Jesus Christ, if you do not know him already. Are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem is, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he does not know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is this evening, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner. And I am so sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word in Romans 10:9, that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to his word, right now, I am saved. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I also thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. And once again, I want to say thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, did you pray and receive Christ? Please give us your name so we can pray for you. And you can do that by calling in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live and let us know that you accepted Jesus Christ. And we want to say, if you said this prayer, we want to say, may the Lord bless you. And may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into playing some more music since we got no callers. Okay.
In Thank you. Thank you. dwell. There's an angel who destroys, but he ain't know him well. Cause they don't know he fell, he degraded, he fell. The storyteller's a liar, why people lighten him well. The people who live here like crackheads, they love dying slowly. They're either laying down or acting. No one in the world is a mad haven, cool places. It's supposed to be a safe for a man's restoration, a man's refuge, a city or a place sacred. But it's crazy that some are seeing it. They see it crazy, a word of crazy. Those on the outside,
thank you.
Alrighty. Well, I want to say thank you and bless you. Okay, may you all have a blessed Sunday. Okay, and may you have a good week going forth. I want to say God bless you all. Have a blessed night, and bye-bye.